he's got. I've got this done. Okay. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to Willows Community Church. There's only a few of us gathered this morning for whatever situation everybody else has found themselves in. But I've been reminded, while sat here, that it says in your word, where two or three are gathered together in my name, you are also with us. So it doesn't really matter on numbers. What matters is that Jesus Christ is with us here in the Willows pub. Okay, and the Willows Church, of course. Let's turn for items of prayer at the back. I'm probably doing this in reverse, but it doesn't matter. Prayer for Sarah Jane, Dennis, Joan, Chris and Sarah, Stuart, I know that Stuart is, Stuart McKinley, and if you're listening, Stuart, every blessing for you and Jane. Bruce's dad, John, who I remember, we sang together in Gospel Airs many years ago, had a lovely tenor voice, and he's now in Bovey, so we pray for him, and also for Bruce and Eunice. Okay, especially Bruce, not very well at this time. So there we are. We'll start with a song, and it's at the one in the book, and it's this is the day that the Lord has made. Is it? What's the first one? Thank you. Oh, turn the wrong page. Apologies, everybody. Yeah, trying to get the service over quicker than possible. So anybody that's listening to the recording or online or whatever it is, we also give you a warm welcome as well. So let's get it right. And it's Holy Spirit, we welcome you. And because this is Pentecost Sunday, this is why, of course, a lot of the hymns are centered around that. So let's sing this together. Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
So the Holy Spirit welcomes us here this morning. It doesn't matter where we are in this world, no matter whether we're in a church or like here in the Willows, makes no difference to the Holy Spirit. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And so therefore, we can sing this at any day of the week. This is the day that the Lord has made. It doesn't have to be on a Sunday. It's any day of the week. So let's sing this song together. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Trying to get the gremlins to work.
Time when we turn to the Lord in he's got it. Modern technology. Right, okay. This is where time when we turn to prayer, and I think instead of me just saying it out loud, I don't know why we can't all join in this together, because it involves everybody then, doesn't it? So if you turn to the page that we've got it on, and we'll say this together, okay? So let's start. Spirit of holiness, wisdom and faithfulness, wind of the Lord, blowing strongly and free, strength of our serving and joy of our worshiping, Spirit of God, bring the fullness to me. It came to interpret and teach us effectively all that the Saviour has spoken and done. To glorify Jesus is all your activity, promise and gift of the Father and Son. You came with your gifts to supply all our poverty, pouring your love on the Church in her need. You came with your fruit for our growth to maturity, richly refreshing our souls that you feed. Thank you. Now comes the reading. And because it's obviously Pentecost Sunday, I've picked one of the usual passages to read.
Bible reading, Acts 2, verses 1 to 13. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard God speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of them hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine."
Right, okay. We'll go into that a bit in a bit, but now we're going to sing another song together. It's Spirit of the Living God, Fall Afresh on Me. I wonder how many times we actually ask this, and I've got to admit that I don't always. We're all not perfect, and never will be until the Lord comes. So, oh, we're on. It's all right. We're on. Okay. Okay, well, how are you with languages? When I worked at Bruno Manor, we had a lot of nationalities there, and I've listed a few. I might have missed some. So I'll go down the list. Polish, Italians, Norwegians, Germans, Estonians, Faroe Islands, Danish, Hungarians, Romanians, South Korea, Japan, Holland, and dare I say, America in these days. But there were some Americans, right? So, how did we get across all those language barriers? Of course, when they came, there were times when they had to give them English classes. But I had, down in where I worked, in the basement, in my little office, next door was housekeeping. And the lady there was Polish. One of the ladies was there Polish. And we had some interesting discussions on how to pronounce certain English words, and also with grammar, of course. And it was, we used to have some really, really big laughs about how to pronounce English words, okay? And they're still around. Martin and Basia are still, that's her husband, Martin and Basia, which Barbara in Polish, and it doesn't mean hitting anybody, it means the name Barbara, okay? And they're still with us, and they've come to Barton Baptist Church. And also there's another couple there, Marcek and Kasia, and they're still around, and they live up there, past the willows somewhere, okay? So how do we get on with different languages? It can get us into trouble at times, especially if you try to go beyond what you're capable of doing. But when we've been with Rob and Sue Day, who were the ministers at Barton at one time, we were in Spain together, and they could speak Spanish no problem whatsoever. And we went into a restaurant, we sat down and ordered the meal, and just as the waiter was walking away, he was chatting to another waiter, and Rob jumped up off his chair and said, no, we've not ordered that. We've ordered so-and-so. So even you've got to have somebody there. Goodness knows what we'd have ended up with if Rob hadn't been there to put the waiter right. Because I have Spanish, I can order dos coffee con leche, por favor. And that's about as far as my Spanish. Any idea what that means? Yeah, coffee con leche means with milk. Okay, but that's two coffees with milk. Okay, so that's about it. And when I've been looking at travel programs with Michael Portillo, and he seems to be able to switch into lots of languages, different ones, without even batting an eyelid. Quite amazing how he can do that. I haven't got a brain to do that, I'm afraid. But it can also get you into trouble. We were on holiday in Denmark once, and there was a railway worker there, staying at the same place, and he could only speak French, okay? So my wife had done A-level French, so she tried to translate something to him. The farmer was asking, Do we want to go and look round? It was on a pig farm, believe it or not. Well, we want to go and look at the pigs to being fed. So we all said yes, and this chap didn't understand a word. So this is where it can go completely wrong. In French, cochon and cochon mean two different things. One means pig, and the other one was bed. So what our wife did, she got them the wrong way around. She actually asked this chap if he wanted to go to bed, not to feed the pig. So it unless you know exactly what you're saying, it's better, I think, better to keep your mouth shut. All right, not say anything. Yeah, and even going to different parts of England, Scotland, Ireland, wherever it is, accents can make a big difference. My accent is not Devon, obviously, and a lot of people try and put my accent on and fail miserably, and same if I try to put a Devonian accent on, fail miserably. So, when the Spirit came to the disciples, it gave them immediate access to different languages. And obviously, when they spoke, don't forget, these were fishermen and others as well, tax collectors and all that. Some educated, some not. And yet, when the Holy Spirit came, they were able to speak in different languages fluently. Because it says in the Word that everybody around, no matter where they came from, and Brian actually listed how many people were represented there, so lots of different languages, they understood every word that they were saying, which is quite amazing, isn't it, that they could do that. And that's, of course, is how the gospel first went to different places across the world. I'll be honest, I've never experienced anything like that, like the disciples experienced. I have at one time known that God had spoken to me personally, and it made a different attitude to life as far as I was concerned. I was ill, and it turned out that I had something wrong with my lungs that collapsed. And the doctor at the time, was one of the old-fashioned ones. He didn't, none of this do it on the website or anything like that. You had to turn up every morning at a certain time and sit in the waiting room and all that. And when I was walking up the garden path to his house, and a voice said, "Don't forget, I'm with you." And it was so plain, I turned round to look who was speaking to me. Nobody there. Nobody there. And that's made a huge difference in my life, to realise that in certain circumstances, God steps in and speaks to us in my own language. I believe that God, obviously, because of all the different languages across the world, God speaks to other people in their language. It was no good God speaking to me in, let's say, French or whatever, because I wouldn't understand a word he said. And this is why missionaries, I think, who speak people's languages are very important, because we're here in England, we can understand each other, hopefully. But it's no good me going over to wherever it is and speaking my own language, because they wouldn't understand a word I said. So we need people to be able to, either an interpreter, which is very clever, or somebody using their own language. So God, I think, gives everybody different gifts for different times to speak and do different things. And the only person that can do that is the Holy Spirit. Because probably some of us have never experienced anything like that, doesn't mean to say that we're not as important to God as anybody that's been given a gift like that. Everybody, as far as I'm concerned, as God's concerned, is important to God. Every one of us. And he speaks to us in different ways. It could be through an act of kindness from somebody, or you doing an act of kindness for somebody else, or somebody saying the right words at the right time to us when we're in trouble or we're worried about something. I believe that God gives people the ability to actually know when to say something and to do something, and the only way we're going to achieve that is through God's Holy Spirit. That's why we're here this morning. What's brought us here this morning Is it a sense of duty? Is it a sense, well, I might as well go there. Nothing else to do, is there, on a Sunday morning? Let's go down Willows. It could be any church, couldn't it? Let's go so-and-so. I believe that God definitely speaks to each one of us and gives us the ability to tune in and to do what God wants us to do. So, although this was quite miraculous, going back to the Bible passage, that there were tongues of, looked like tongues of flames. It doesn't say they were, it says it looked like tongues of flame on people's heads when the Holy Spirit was given. God, still today, it might not be as dramatic as that, still gives us the ability to tune into the Holy Spirit to be able to carry on his work now. So, don't be put off if you've not had an experience so dramatic as what we read in the Bible. Don't be put off from that. God uses each one of us if we believe in him. So I hope that's been helpful to us here and to those listening and also those who are going to listen on the recording. So we give God thanks that we're actually here this morning in this area. I think it's brilliant. It's been going for so many years. God places us and things like this in the right place. I'm sure he does. How do we know that people listening are not picking a little bit up? We don't, do we? We don't at all. So let's say this. If you turn to your sheets and we'll say this. It's a hymn, but we're not going to sing it. We're going to say it. It's a prayer, really. So let's say this together. Spirit divine, attend our prayers and make this house. That means, I'll just put in there, doesn't mean to say where we live. It could be anywhere. It could be this house where we are now. Okay. So it's home or wherever you are. And make this house thy home. Descend with all thy gracious powers. O come, great Spirit, come. Come as the light to us reveal our emptiness and woe, and lead us in those paths of life where all righteous go. Come as a fire and purge our hearts like a sacrificial flame. Let our whole soul an offering be to our Redeemer's name. Come as the dove and spread thy wings, the wings of perfect love, and let thy church on earth become blessed as the church above. Spirit divine, attend our prayers, make our lost world thy home. Descend with all thy gracious powers. O come, great Spirit, come. And the last verse, I think, is quite potent at this time, because if you look at what's happening in the world around us, with all kinds of different conflicts, I'm not going to mention any, but you know where they are. Make a lost world thy home. And the only way this lost world is going to have a good and quiet home is for the Holy Spirit, through us, influencing people, influencing governments. There is an organization called CARE, which actually speaks to politicians and has meetings in the House of Commons for Christian MPs. And they have a big influence on debates and things like that. It's been going for some years. Me and my wife support that. Because that to alter a government's attitude or a nation's attitude that's the only way to influence other people how they think of how we should rule a country and what we should be doing the right. We should be doing the right thing for everybody, not just for Christians, for everybody who lives there. So that's, there are organisations like that. Okay. So let's move on to a song. And I've had to admit, when I got here and looked at it, I've never sung this before. So it's up to you lot. It's up to you lot. And the backing, of course, to sing it, because I've never seen it before. Okay? So that's another thing as well, you see. There are old hymns, old ones, new ones, and neglected ones. And many years ago, there was a fellow called Semprini, you'll probably not remember. It shows how old I am. On the Light program on the radio, every Friday night, he was a pianist and did old neglected songs, used to play them. And actually, he retired to Brixham when he retired from being on the radio, Semprini. So no matter if it's an old one, a new one, or a neglected one, we should still embrace them all. Never mind whether we like them or not. So let's sing this. Thank you, Brian. He likes the saxophone bit, I think. That's what it is. Yeah. never mind. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, at one time, you wouldn't have had anything like this, would you? To be able to do it. you'd have had to have somebody to either play or whatever it is. Yeah. So God uses these things. You know, we might scream at the internet sometimes, or you can't get an appointment to the doctors because nothing's working on the website or anything like that. But hey, you know, God uses these things, doesn't he? To further everything. So yeah, thank God for that. Okay, well, I hope this has been helpful this morning. And if you've never experienced things like, as I've said before, experienced like Peter had in the Word of God here, that doesn't matter. Don't be put off from knowing that Jesus is with you. We're all gifted in different ways, and we should find out what that gift is through the Holy Spirit and use it. It could be very small. It doesn't really matter. We're all gifted, if we believe in God, in certain areas, certain ways, to be able to help people in everyday life or whatever it is. People do look at us, I'm sure they do, if they realise where we go, whether it be here or a church or whatever. So it's a witness every day in our lives that through the Holy Spirit that we're guided to influence other people about Christ's love for each one of us. So it's not on here, but I'm gonna finish with a prayer, okay? So Lord God, we thank you once again for the widows here, for the years it's been coming here, for the lives that we hope have been transformed, for the lives that we hope we will be transformed through your Holy Spirit and for you, and through the church being here. May the people around us pick up something of your love and your care for them. So we give you thanks once again for each other, for the people we prayed for with all kinds of things wrong with them earlier. So we give you thanks that you're with us from day to day, and you promise never to leave us or forsake us, no matter what situation we find ourselves in. So as we go out into the world, Lord, this week, may we feel the presence of your Holy Spirit with us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.